word gives light and it brings understanding to the simple. Lord, tonight we receive your word with meekness. Lord, speak to us. Teach us your word. We eat your word and our lives become a living proof of your word at work in our lives. Glory to you, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Tonight we'll quickly be looking at reflections of God's word. Reflections. Reflections. Amen. Reflections of what? God's word. Hallelujah. So I was trying to look at the word reflections. Reflection. And what quickly came to mind is there's this scientific definition talking about the trend back by a body or surface of light. You know, when light hits a surface, you know, and then you see. I remember when we were in, I think it was in GSS, there's this experiment we used to do. When you carry a lens, that thick lens, and then you try to use it from the sun ray to on a paper or something, and then after a while, it will catch fire. I was not patient enough to wait to ever see the fire, but a lot of people did it, and it's a proven experiment. I remember I saw how even in the olden days where people just strike two stones together, two rocks, and they get fire. Amen. All right. So is the throwing back by a body or surface of light, heat, or sound without absorbing it. So like the example I gave, the reflection of light. You know, and another definition of or explanation of reflection is serious thought or consideration. Serious thought or consideration. Amen. So as I was trying to put some things together, I got a third one, which is an idea about something, especially one that is written down or expressed. Amen. It could mean insight or thought. Insight or thought, an idea of something, especially one that is written down or expressed. The Bible made us to understand that Christ, that God gave us his word. And that's why he said in John chapter 1, verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the word. The word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Describing Christ that he gave to us. And Christ also, when his work here on earth was done, he said, I am not leaving you comfortless. So don't be heartbroken by my temporarily going away. Because I live with you, one who is as good as me being with you. This one is even better because I am not mobile. I can't carry me everywhere. But this one, you can carry this one. How many of us use landline here? How many of us saw landline or used it? I did. I remember our parents used to lock our landline. Sometimes we padlock, sometimes we could. And we found a way to tap and still make calls. Now the bill, when it come from mountain, they let them know, say, something has been going on in this house. Amen. So your landline that you used to have at home, you know you can't carry it everywhere like your mobile phone now. The landline, the mobile phone, which one do you prefer? Or mobile phone. Because this one, you can take this one with you anywhere. You're going to the toilet, you go with the mobile phone. You are going anywhere at all, you're taking your mobile phone along with you. But that landline, you can't carry it anywhere. The only place you can carry it to is from maybe the position of the, and just within, you carry it with the wire and all that, just within. You are limited, you are restricted. But that mobile, so Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go, because the one I am sending, he will be with you always, anywhere you're going. You remember, at a point, we've read different portions of the scriptures where they had to either wait or cross with him to the other side, so they are limited. But with the Holy Spirit, there is no limit. You know why? Because with him, you carry him everywhere you go. You are in the plane. You are anywhere. You are baiting. He's giving you inspirations and all that. Hallelujah. Amen. I was just trying to give us a very clear description of the word, reflection. Okay, so it's also taking the time to think about, meditate on, evaluate, and give serious thought to God's word. This is what I coined out of it. So for me, what I got from it, from that explanation, is that reflection is taking the time to think about, as to ponder on, or meditate on, or evaluate, and give serious thought to God's word, causing you to experience transformation in behaviors, thoughts, attitudes, and motivations and desires. When God's word hits you, your thoughts change, your behaviors change, your attitude change, because you begin to metamorphose into, like the word, into something that hits you. So God's word starts talking about, there are people from from backgrounds that they have never experienced love. It's all about bickery, hatred, fight, and all manner of vulgar words. But when God's word hits them and they experience transformation, they get born again, they begin to hear pastor preach all the time, talk about love, talk about kindness, talk about meekness, talk about patience. You see them begin to transform into that very word that they hear over and again. And before you know it, you say, this guy was not like this before. You know, you begin to see things change. You begin to see things change. Amen. Just imagine what happened to Paul in the Bible. He was the chief of all the bandits. He's the one who will kill whatever Christian they want to kill. He's the one who will spearhead all of the persecutions against the Christian fold. But when he had an encounter with God, what happened? Paul became transformed. Transformed to the point that the same Paul, Uncle Paul, said, if they smack you one way, turn the other way. Hey, you don't know Paul. Paul was beaten by a snake and he did not die. And people were wondering, what manner of man is this? That's Paul. He was Paul is so rugged. I remember one sister said once in fellowship that, who would even marry a person like Paul? When they were talking about Paul, said, it's better to be single than say, who would even marry a person like that? Because everything about people, at the point people were saying, this guy, is he a god? There was a wreckage. I don't see what happened to him. The things that would kill ordinary people, we not keep Paul. And people are like, are you sure this man is normal? There's something about this guy. Amen. Of course, our lives are not normal, as we have learned. Our lives are supernaturally built and built to last as long as God gives us grace. Praise the Lord. All right, quickly, let's look at the book of Amos, chapter 3. And then we also see the book of Genesis, chapter 26. Amen. So, from what we are looking at, from reflection, we found out that as God's word hits you, there's that impact it leaves on you. There's that impact that it leaves. It doesn't just hit you like that. There's something. Pastor may say everything he wants to say during the service, preach all the words that he wants to preach from the scripture. There may be just one word that comes to you that is for you in that moment. And that word remains, even when you go home, you just find out that it's just still there. Like at times, Mr. Sajiri will sleep and there's this song that will just come and sometimes in the morning when I wake up and I just sing, I say, how did you know that's the song in my spirit that she's been singing that all through the night. It happens. That means there is something about that. It could be the lyrics, it could be the song, it could be whatever, but there's something about it that the Spirit of God is trying to just lay on your heart and walk with. Amen. Amen. So Genesis 26, verse 13. And then we say Amos chapter 9, verse 13. So let's see Amos 9, 13 to 15. It says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed, the mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall bring the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruits from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to do something very, very quick. Okay. Choma, come. Do you have the message? Do you have the message version in your Bible? You don't have. Do you have the message Bible? Do you have the message? Come. Two of you come. We're going to do a practical example now. And there's something we're going to do quickly. So, with the message, open that Amos chapter 9. No, Tony, you open Amos chapter 9, verse 13. So, Shama, you open Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 26. Amos 9, 13. Come this way. Because both of you are going to read one after the other, bit by bit. Okay? Are you ready with Leviticus 26? 3, from verse 3. So when you read two verses, you read a portion, not verse, a portion that has either comma or you stop at the... All right. Are you ready? Okay, so for Amos, yours will start with yes indeed, right? Yeah? Who is taking Amos? You, yes. Amos. Okay. Yeah. So for Leviticus, if you walk with me, Oya, to the first two verses. 26:3.
If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees their fruit.
Amos 9:13.
Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. God's decree.
The next two verses.
Your threshing will continue until grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting. And you will eat all the food you want, and you will live in safety in your land. I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove the wild beast from the land, and the sword will not pass through your country.
Amos.
Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim.
Your head will what?
Will swim. Mm-hmm. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills.
Next.
You will pursue your enemies, and they will fall by the sword before you. 5 of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000, and your enemies will fall by the sword before you.
Amos.
I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll walk their gardens and eat fresh vegetables, and I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I have given them. God, your God, say so.
Yes, continue.
I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. And I'll keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new one. I'll put my dwelling place among you, and I will not abhor you.
What verse did you stop?
11.
11, 12. Stop at 12.
I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people.
Amen. God bless you. You can go sit down. All right. I was trying to... Did we catch anything? You see, even from two different scriptures, the Bible says... even from two different scriptures, we can see God's promise is just the same thing. The same thing. Reassuring us of God's promises. Amen. Amen. I love that. When I was reading, I think it was Mr. Jelly that said, I was reading that Amos, and I said, no, go read it in the message. When I read it in the message, wow. It blew my mind. First, Leviticus chapter 26, in that verse 9, therefore, I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you and confirm my covenant with you. Confirm. That means it's there. I'm only confirming it. It's there. Hallelujah. Then Amos 9. I love the part where it says, Amos 9. Yeah. Where it says, okay, so behold, the days are coming. Says the, no. The message. Okay, he said, yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. He says, things are going to happen so fast. Wow. While we're reading this, there was a situation on ground, and we were pondering about it, and then we started looking at God's word, and this just came up, it just popped up. And he said, I don't know what you're going through, I don't know what anybody's going through here, but listen, what God is saying is that, even in that thing that looks like it wants to drown you, you're overwhelmed by the situation around. It says, things are going to happen so fast. You may not look like it now, but things are going to happen so fast that men will not be able to comprehend. I've seen cases, I've seen things happen to people that people say, what did he do? Where did he go? Who does he know? But it is God working in us, according to Philippians 2:13. Both to will and do of his good pleasures. Hallelujah. It says, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. Hallelujah. One thing fast on the heels of the other. That means he doubles your step. Hallelujah. He says, you won't be able to keep up. That means the pace will be too fast that you... Just imagine, we all know that Pastor Muyiwa runs, right? Even if he give me 5 steps, it will gap me. So just imagine that fume... And I'm trying to catch up the pace. And I'm trying to catch up. That's what he's talking about. You won't be able to keep up. Because his blessings are so overwhelming. They will just overtake you. Hallelujah. He's not saying we told it. He didn't say, no, but now you will be the one trying to keep up. Trying to catch up. Hallelujah. Have you ever had assignments that look too much? That you are trying. The more you're doing is like, where do I start? Those are the kind of people that come out and pastor gives them mic. And they have only 2 minutes. And they say, this testimony I want to give, I don't even know where to start from because it looks like the testimonies are more than the time allotted. Hallelujah. But that's what he's talking about. Your testimonies will be too much. You won't even know where to start from. Hallelujah. He says something. He said, the old things that he has done for you, you have not even exhausted the old one, but new ones have come. Hallelujah. I love that. New ones have come. Say, you will clear the old ways. You will just clear them. Oh, give room. New ones have come. You will just clear. Hallelujah. He said, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. I love that. Amen. Somebody say amen. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Hallelujah. I love that. Blessings. Everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountain and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. I'll make everything right again. Now, each time I see where they put Israel or Zion or something, I put my name there. Because it's a blessing for me. Hallelujah. It's a blessing for me. Each time I see where they put, I put my name there because it's a blessing for me. Hallelujah. I'll make everything right again for my people. Surpassing Grace Assembly. Amen. They will rebuild their ruined cities. They will plant vineyards and drink good wine. They will walk their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them. Plant them on their own land. Hallelujah. That means he will establish us. Hallelujah. They will never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. Amen. God, your God, says so. Hallelujah. If God says it, that settles it. Amen. So I'm looking forward to, I'm trusting God that every one of us begins to understand this and begin to flourish on every side. Academically, maritally, spiritually, in every aspect, even in our professions, you just begin to flourish And the people are wondering, what's happening? How they do you? What's happening? How you do them? It's God. It's God. It's God giving us divine ideas. The other time I was talking about divine mysteries. Giving us divine mysteries. Giving us deep secrets of how to do things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see Genesis 26. That's a typical example of somebody that this promises was upon. This promise is mentioned in Amos 9. Genesis 26. Verse 13. Genesis 26, verse 13. He said, Isaac planted crops in that land and took in a huge harvest. God blessed him. The man got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy. He accumulated flocks and herds and many, many servants, so much so that the Philistines began to envy him. They got back at him by throwing dirt and debris into the world. May God so bless you to the point that people begin to envy you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. One man, a whole nation, began to envy him. The Philistines, it's talking about a nation, began to envy just Isaac. Isaac. I remember before this place, he first dug a well. They took it from him. He went to get away arguing about it. He left it and went to another place. And there was still another form of argument. He left. This year, you will not need to struggle with anybody. You will just shine your shine. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaac sowed in the land. And he reaped in the same year a bumper harvest. Praise the Lord. Let's see Isaiah chapter 41. The same thing happened to Abraham, you know. Abraham would not even argue with anybody, not even with Lot, his own relative. He just walked away. It's not worth it. If God has blessed you, he has blessed you. You carry the blessing. The blessing is not in the ground. So when he even moved from there and went to another place, he dug well and there was water. He got whatever he wants. If he plants, he gets a bumper harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 41, verse 10 and 13. He said, let me take it from the New King James. Sorry. Verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Amen. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Look at 13. Look at 13. It says, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Amen. Amen. So God is our help. So meaning that as we reflect on God's word, let's even learn to practice. Let's learn to speak those words because they reflect in our hearts as we read them. I'll give you an example. Seth said something the other time, some time ago. He was trying to describe something, how words, even if you're doing something, you're trying to read something, and then he says, a black dog. It cuts your thoughts, and you just, in your mind, you're just seeing a black dog. As we are seated now, if somebody just say, snake, thing. Everybody must look back. True? Everybody must, it must catch your attention. That's it. So when we read God's word or we hear God's word, there's something you should do to us. There are some words that must stick. There are some words that must stand out. Go home and work with that. It could be blessing. It could be joy. It could be fruit. It could be whatever. But when you catch it in your spirit, go into your closet. Let it be a part of you. Meditate on it. Speak on it. Brood on it. And work with it. Hallelujah. There's so much we can do. That's reflection. That's reflection. So when you come out, it's not you hear boa and the next you say, ah, moku. No. What will reflect is what you have stored up on your inside. Hallelujah. So you could hear boa and the next thing that comes and say, whoa, glory. The joy of the Lord is my strength. What is coming out is different from what mere men would just say. Hallelujah. So when we were watching the match, as soon as, shortly before the last penalty kick, the man had boa, the true, what's it called, banga or something. That one that is very, very loud. If you see, you need to see the way the man shook. I was like, ah, for inside your house again. He said, what did be that? I don't want to tell you what I said. He said, what did be that? He said, ah, is that gone? I said, gone. Amen. Amen. Reflections. Hallelujah. Meaning that as we go about our daily life, there are things that must accompany you. There are things that you must take with you. There are things that you must begin to... Don't just walk lost on the street. No. There are words. There are things that you just store on your inside that you just, after you've read God's word, meditated on his word, there are things that should naturally jump at you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16b. We have the mind of Christ. Meaning as we go about, what my thoughts and everything, it's about Christ. It's about Christ. It's about Christ. Hallelujah. It's about Christ. And I'm thinking and I'm just saying it. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I went for an interview today and that was just what I was saying. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. So I was torn down and I was not heartbroken. Instead, something came out of it that was fruitful, that became a testimony on its own again. Why? Because I kept saying, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Yes, Christ cannot be torn down. Hey, and I started speaking. The same person, the coordinator, called me and said, okay, no, do this one. It's an alternative. It's even a better alternative. And I'm like, oh, glory. Who gives you a better alternative for not being able to give you what you want? Hallelujah. Amen. I have the mind of Christ. So you're just talking to yourself, I have the mind of Christ. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, from verse 10 to 14, it talks about that you are God's oracle. Walk in the capacity God has bestowed on you. You can display 1 Peter chapter 4. From verse 10. So Colossians 3, 16 to 17 also said, it said, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you. Richly in you. God does not lack proper English. That's not the reason why he wrote what he wrote there. So if he had said, let the word of Christ dwell in you, it's enough. But he said, richly. That means lavishly pour the word of Christ on you. Amen. Eat it more than enough. Overfeed yourself. Even if you need to get overfed. Oh, hallelujah. So it says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 11. Next verse, please. Of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. With the ability which God supplies. Most times, I found out that we do not even exhaust. We cannot even exhaust all that God supplies in us. Hallelujah. Remember what he said, what we said before in what we read in Philippians 2:13. He says, for it is God who works in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. The good pleasure that he has stored on our inside, we cannot exhaust it. So, for somebody comes to Mrs. D, for instance, and says, Mrs. D, I'm hungry. And she says, okay, go get snacks and eat. Another person comes, Mrs. D, I'm thirsty. And he said, take water. And another person comes, Mrs. D, I don't have clothes. He said, take clothes. And then you think, in your mind, you judge that this is all she can do. No. You come discouraged, you'll be amazed that she will give you words that will heal your heart. So you come, you think that is all she can do. No. And then at another time, you see her jumping and dancing and singing praise. You say, she has still not scratched the surface of all that God has bestowed. Hallelujah. That's what happens to every one of us. God has lavishly blessed us with abilities which God supplies. So that means that God is the source. God is our resource. So there's no, it cannot be diminished. Not because he has blessed a billion people, and so the gift is finished. No. It doesn't run dry. It's our source that never runs dry. Hallelujah. according to the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to the next verse. I think it's till 14. But, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. As even in the face of challenges, do not be perplexed, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Then the last verse, 14. He said, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. Amen. On their part, he is blasphemed. But on your part, he is glorified. I've seen a lot of people who say, shut up, now you know God. Something happened to you. And what happened to you is capable of making other people faint, collapse, or cry, or even almost insult God. I've seen people, when things happen to them, they lost a loved one or something. They say all manner of crazy things that you don't expect. But in you, you are rejoicing. They say, what's your spirit? Could be this, even Jesus cry. They tell you all manner of things. To them, it's blasphemy. But to you, that God is glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what the Bible says. We are not like them that mourn, like they don't have a God. No. Even in the midst of the hardship, whether there's food in the house or not, you are rejoicing. You are rejoicing. You are praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you know that God is able to meet your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Things may be tough. Things may be hard. Things may be ugly. It doesn't matter. But you are rejoicing. And you stand up strong. And you are rejoicing and praising the Lord. Even in the midst of all that is happening, you're just thanking him. You're just thanking him and praising him and blessing the name of the Lord. God is glorified. Hallelujah. Somebody will be at the corner and be saying, this is their Jesus self. They did it even when Jesus went to raise Lazarus. They say, this is their master self. I said, they call you, can't chop rich. Enough of it come when they call him. Which kind of thing be that? Who does that? Jesus does that. Hallelujah. They were saying it to the hearing of Mary and Martha. This is their beloved Jesus self. He didn't come. Waited how many days? The Lazarus don't die now. He's thinking, Nana, he come. What do you want to do now? Don't let people bring all manner of evil suggestions to your mind. Hallelujah. That's the only thing the world can bring. Our God is good at all times. At all times. It doesn't matter what happens to us. He is good at all times. I've had my fair share of it. Sometimes things are so tough, that even in all, the Bible says, give him thanks. Hallelujah. Because even in it, you are coming out strong. And soon, most times when I face things like that, soon after that phase, I will meet with at least two or three people who are going through the same phase. I say, I can see what God was trying to do. See, and there are things that, except you have been through it, you cannot advise people. You can hold your hand that time and pray and say, I know God will come through for you. I've been there. I've seen it. I know God will come through for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Hebrews 4:12, he also said that the word of God is living. The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is quick, powerful, strong. So let's rest on the word of God. Let's reflect on the word of God all the time. All the time. Not mere philosophies of men. If you like, make it be professor or doctor. I don't care. If it does not tally with God's word, it's rubbish. God's word is quick and powerful, and it will do what God says it will do. So let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, in all wisdom. In all wisdom. If he had said in wisdom, just wisdom, it's okay. In all wisdom. For it is God working in us. Let's rise up on our feet. both to will and do of his good pleasures. We're going to pray this night. And what we are praying is, Lord, it doesn't matter what's happening around me, I'm coming out strong. I'm coming out strong, stronger than I've ever been. And I'm a champion for you. I'm winning all the way. Le prada da dos, son de vrene mich kada dos, elem hanta frada no, son de rima hada frada desha. I'm coming out strong. I'm coming out strong. Le man de vrene no sotaya. I win all the way. I win all the way. Le para man de vrene no sotaya. Nothing pulls me down. Le para man de vreke dos, koprene man de vrene no sotaya. When others say there's a casting down, I will keep rejoicing and singing and dancing that there is a lifting up for me. Le para do sotaya. Elem man de vrene no sotaya. Tapakayana nesha da da elamande vrene no kopande vrene no sha limante vrene no soria. Doesn't matter what's happening around me. Doesn't matter what's happening around me. Doesn't matter what's going on around me. Le paramande vrene no soria. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Le pranamande vrene dos rabadarade segemande vrene no sha kabayana mande vrene no topa elamande vrene no soteria remande vrene no soprene manda da dos soria. He causes me to rejoice. He makes me rejoice. Le pran. He fills my mouth with laughter. Oh, Payana Mande, Vreno Nocta, Capande, Vreno Sopara da Deja, Payana Mande, Vreno Copande, Vreno Monta, Brana Mande, Vrecadosco, Brana Mayana Nadesha, Erabande, Venenoska, Kayana Mande, Vreno Dosoria. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, Lo Paramande, Venenosha. Payalabanda da da dozon de Vreno Monta, Baina Nane, Sekevina Nanosha da da. I don't know who that person is. The Lord is saying that He's got you. He's got you. He has you in the palm of His hand. And He will not let you fall. He will not let you down. You will not know shame. You will not be disappointed. Amen. Amen. You know, I don't do this regularly. I feel strongly there's someone here. You're just in your mind, you're just saying, I want pastor to pray for me. Just come out and pastor me, is going to pray for you. If you are that person, don't be shy. Just come out. Come out, pastor is going to pray for you right now. You're feeling overwhelmed that this is too much for me. Just come out. Pastor is going to pray for you right now. Oh, man, devrena no, sanda vana ni shkara branda niya. Paladisto frono mondo frono sukta paladari. Yededesh kamande vreno no somda baradi in the inana kamante fekendo sukta panina nisha. That God that sees your heart. Elemande vreno no son de mashkene dish karados.